With an approval rating up to around 50%, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has decided to seize the moment. Mr. Abe has announced he will dissolve the parliament's lower house later this week and call a snap election a year early. The 63-year-old is the third longest-serving prime minister in post-war Japan after 5 years on the job. Mr. Abe says he is making the move to resolve what he calls a national crisis.
少子高齢化, 緊迫する北朝鮮情勢.
In a national crisis with a shrinking and aging population, as well as a tense situation with North Korea, I'd like to stand on the front line and exercise strong leadership to deal with this national crisis. Election, which is the basis of democracy, should not be swayed by North Korea's threat. Rather, I believe we need to call an election and get approval from the public for the countermeasure against the North Korea issue.
Mr. Abe insists the decision to call the election will not distract his government from responding to North Korean threats. Indeed, he has pledged to increase pressure if North Korea fails to halt its missile and nuclear weapons development. Mr. Abe hasn't always been so popular. As recently as July, opinion polls suggested support for the Prime Minister had dropped to as low as 30%. He was facing accusations he had exploited his political power to help a long-term friend. But as tensions with North Korea have grown, Mr. Abe's support has too, with his vocal stance on Japan's neighbour and rival proving popular. He says it is imperative that maximum pressure is applied on the North Korean government.
We need to urge North Korea to abolish all its nuclear weapons in a verifiable and irreversible way. Unless North Korea accepts that, we have no choice but to continue to increase pressure in all sorts of ways to its maximum level.
Politically, Mr. Abe is also taking advantage of the opposition's disarray. The opposition Democratic Party went through the tumultuous leadership resignation of Renho Murata in July and has suffered several recent defections. However, Mr. Abe faces a fresh challenge in his former Liberal Democratic Party cabinet member, Tokyo Governor Yuriko Koike. Ms. Koike enjoys wide popularity, and she announced earlier this week her intention to form a new national political party. Her local party trumped Mr. Abe's LDP in the metropolitan election in Tokyo. Ms. Koike became the city's first female governor, momentum she's hoping to exploit at the national level. Her problem, though, is her policies are similar to Mr. Abe's. A political expert from Sophia University in Tokyo, Tina Barrett, explains.
In the elections in July in Tokyo, her party took many votes away from the LDP. But I think for a lot of voters, the party that she will form will probably just be an LDP light, and therefore for a lot of voters it may not be particularly attractive.
Ms. Koike will not run for a seat in the lower house herself. Instead, she will use her popularity to campaign for her party's candidates as they try to win some of the 475 lower house seats. If current opinion polls are reflected at the ballot box on October the 22nd, it would put Mr. Abe on track to becoming the country's longest-serving post-war political leader.